Right now, it's Friday night, y'all. Hope everybody's out there celebrating life. We're broadcasting live. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, live from Skid Row, Uncle Bean. You know what I'm saying? We here celebrating life. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's a blessing and a privilege to be speaking to you. I hope you're listening clearly. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing but love here, and I hope you appreciate it. Celebrate life. First and foremost, what I want to tell y'all, tonight we're going to talk about how people out there, you know what I mean, is fighting over bread, fighting over food. Ain't no reason to fight over food. You know what I'm saying? You watch your friend get food, you getting food. Why fight over food? You know what I'm saying? If anything, we all get it together and we just share the food. You know what I'm saying? You know? What's wrong with sharing your bread and wine instead of trying to take bread and wine? You know what I mean? But anyhow, you got to keep in mind this. Mama always stirred up the pot. From the time you was a little kid, she always stirred up the pot. I'm talking about you wake up in the morning, you're wiping your eyes, you're going to the bathroom, you come out the bathroom, you walk in the kitchen, and mama's stirring up the pot. You know what I'm saying? She provided, and she just not provide with the meal, she provided with brain food. So always appreciate mama, love and respect mama. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into this song and we're going to come back into the show and talk more about mama stirring up the pot. You see me? Bless up.
Mama stirring up the pot. Yes, she stir up. Yes, she stir up. Yes, she stir up. Make sure you get the money.
Yo, blessings, blessings, blessings. You are now tuned in to Skid Row Studios, Uncle Bean, Celebrate Life. You know what I'm saying? Call us 800-893-9562. Definitely pick up the phone if you, you know what I'm saying, feel like it. If your mom stirred up the pot and made sure she feeds you every day from the time you woke up, even when you came home after school, you know what I'm saying? And then when you went outside and played and did everything that you did, and then you came back in the house and mama still was stirring up the pot to make sure you had something to eat. You know what I'm saying? If you feel that, you know what I mean? Call in. Let us know that. 800-893-9562. Come on now. Okay. In my life, my mama, hey, most priceless, most beautiful, most humblest woman on planet Earth. But if you get on the wrong side, she gonna show you, you know what I'm saying? She gonna defend righteousness. But some people don't understand that. But anyhow, she stirred up the pot. Talking about just from the love that she delivered and gave, you know? Some mothers, you know, don't do that, you know? And it's a hurting feeling to even think about other adults and young adults and kids that did not ever receive that in their lives. You know what I mean? It, you know what I'm saying? Kind of got me tongue-tied because it's a reality, and you know what I'm saying? And like all that hurt for those that didn't experience that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all energy is coming through me right now, and I feel it. You know what I'm saying? I really do feel it. You know what I mean? Even though I didn't experience it. But what I want to, what I received, what I want to throw out to you is that love, you know what I'm saying, of my mama stirring up the pot. Because she just didn't stir it up for me. She stirred it up for you. That's why I'm talking to you, you know. So have an appreciation for that, you know what I mean? And part of that in going into another song, you know what I'm saying, that's on one of my future projects called Bread and Wine, you know, that's why I share my bread and wine, you know. Matter of fact, I think we should just go into that song right now, and I can come back and elaborate further, you know what I'm saying? Call us, 800-893-9562, SkidRowStudios.com. Come on, man, express how y'all feel, because I'm not the only one. Come on, feel what I'm saying. We're going to share this bread and wine real quick.
Yeah.
Yo. We back. It's so beautiful, you know what I'm saying? The Bridget, Mr. Molly just come in the building. You know what I mean? Bobby Buck definitely still in the building, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know the Bobby Buck Show. Hey, we keep it 100. Oh, but yeah, going to this celebrate life thing, you know what I mean? We have to celebrate life and appreciate life, you know what I mean? And with that sharing that bread and wine, again, we don't have to quarrel or fight or be angry at the next individual just because that they are, you know what I'm saying, applying themselves more than the next. We can also come in and, you know what I'm saying, help out. You know what I mean? Bobby Buck, he, you know what I'm saying, prime example. You know what I'm saying? Michael Moore, prime example. You know what I'm saying? Jim, prime example. People come in and just help out. I'm saying, be helping the situation, regardless of what your financial status is, of what you got, how good you look, or, you know what I'm saying, how you feel people supposed to do for you. At the same time, what happened to Sharon? It goes back to, like, the lessons that I gave a couple months back about the power of feeling, and then going into, you know what I'm saying, the power of sharing and how this is increasing and now, how we make things better, it creates more productivity. It's positive energy. And a lot of people, they don't really want to think about positive energy when they should. You know what I mean? You need to share it. Because you got a whole bunch of stuff inside that you don't even want to let out. And you need to let it out. So you got to find that individual that you can talk to. You know what I'm saying? That person that share their bread and their wine, they give you that knowledge, they give you that insight, they give you that love, that feeling in which that you ain't never had before. Couple people told me the other day, like, yo, you know, I ain't never met nobody like you before. You do things and it's like you just do them from the heart. And I'm like, yeah. Like, but you don't want nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't trying to work them. You ain't not trying to work nobody. I'm like, yo, why would I want to work you? You know what I'm saying? I want to see the best for you. Maybe one day you give me a job. You know what I mean? Maybe one day you might be walking down the street and see me and then give me some words of encouragement to push me and, you know what I'm saying, uplift me and make me become a better person for myself. Not a better person for you, but a better person for myself. And see, you know what I'm saying, mama, stirring up that pot, you know what I mean, that's what she was doing. She was stirring me up, to, you know what I'm saying? Stirring up this pot, which I call my big head, for me to be a better person and to share with you. You know what I mean? To really share with you. You know something? At first, I was going to play another song, but I'm going to play, you know what I'm saying? Mama, stir up the pot one more time. You know what I'm saying? If you guys out there, the listeners, would allow me to. You know, and again, Mr. Molly is in the studio, so, you know what I mean? It's going to be a great show. He's going to be able to voice, you know what I'm saying, and express everything that he want to express to you. Not just to me, but to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the power of feeling, the power of sharing. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to share with y'all just like, you know what I mean, Bobby Buck going to share. You know, it's a privilege. But keep in mind, again, 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. Call in. You want to say something to Mr. Molly? You want to say something to me? Bobby Buck, even Mr. Michael Moore, you know what I'm saying? Michael Moore always in the studio with us. Please call in. Feel free to do so. Again, 800-893-9562. If we can run it, let's run it again.
I'm
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. You know what I'm saying? Where are the callers? You know what I'm saying? Where are the callers? Y'all should be happy mama stirred up the pot. You know what I mean? That made a big difference in all of our lives. Those that's at work, those that's driving right now, those that's at home with their wives and their kids, or just at home with their kids. Mama stirred up the pot. If not, you'd be doing something else. You know what I mean? But still appreciation for life, you know what I mean? Celebrate life all the time, every day, you know? And appreciation needs to be expressed, exemplified, needs to be shared, you know? If you at home and you're listening to this right now, this show right now, if your mother and father's around you, you should go tell them you love them and give them a big hug, you know? Or give them a kiss. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like to do the hugging and kissing and all that extra stuff, you know what I'm saying, so to speak, then go get them a gift, something nice. Make a righteous gesture, something to express how you really feel. Because at times we don't know unless you tell us, you know? And regardless of what deception have came into your life, celebrate life and appreciate those in your life, you know? I think about something that a girl told me a long time ago. You know, she said, it was only for me. Like, where I talk? What are you talking about? It's only for me, like, really and truly. Like, it's only for me. Oh, no, I'm not sleeping with anybody else or anything of that nature. And right. She's like, I appreciate you. You know, and I'm like, oh, really? I don't believe that. And I made a song about it, too, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, let me see if we can pull it up. For me only, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for me only, she said, for me only. But I don't believe it. Yeah. But she tried to show me, though. I got to appreciate it. So let me hear what y'all think about it. Give me a call. Call a line 800-893-9562 for me only. Uncle Bean. Bless.
Baby.
Is that a feedback?
Yeah.
You know Uncle Bean.
She said it's for me only.
You seem mad.
She said it's for me only. Tell me that, yeah.
Are you alone, Chaka?
She said it's for me only. Yes, she said it's for me only. Yeah.
I know.
She said it's for me only. She not give away, she has been every night, many day. She a work hard, me a go hard, me a play my part, she a play a part, yeah. She say for me only, boom boom never give away. Me a day like every day, we love her, walk with her, hold her hands, we kiss her. She say she love me. To do what we gotta do, so you back up, hold on this, that she a my miss, and me a miss that, so you understand,
things don't
for me only, yeah,
like
yeah,
you
know. She says for me only, what we only, yeah, she says for me only. Not for me, not for you, not for me, not for you, not for me, not for you. If she choose, she chooses not you. What she chooses to do is this dude. Yes, she chooses a this dude. No, I don't want a bad attitude. Yeah, she say you want me only. She says for me only. So you can't get that.
So business is all that she knows.
She said for me only.
She Cause I gotta live a life like a living like Al Capone.
She say for me,
things don't know.
From sundown to sun up, Josie Will and Charlie Chaplin to be where she hang up. And every night she was late.
Yeah.
I listen dance on Mrs. Straight.
She says for me only. Can you believe that?
She says for me only.
Which is a beautiful thing. Which is a beautiful thing. Yeah, we back, we back, we definitely back again. Yo, love is so beautiful. Life is so beautiful with love. So, can you allow love in your life? You know what I mean? Can you stir up the pot like mama used to do? Can you share your bread and your wine without wanting to take somebody bread and wine? Can you do that? There's a lot of people out there, you know what I mean? And regardless how they are, don't let that be you. You know what I mean? Yo, going back to the bread and wine, Bobby Buck, I would like you to join me in this session, you know? Sharing the bread and wine, you know what I mean? Instead of taking the bread and wine, sharing the bread and wine. You know, when you hear me, when you heard that song, what did you take from that song?
Oh man, this song just did. It's like sharing the bread and wine, thinking to the Last Supper. Then it takes you to people, just good people, because you don't just find people sharing anymore. Because somebody told me the definition of a friend is somebody you can share with. And when that song, like, you got to think about how many friends do you have?
Mm.
who will share their bread and wine, especially the wine? Who will share their wine with you? And I ask you, can I get some of yours?
No, let me get some of yours, but let me have the rest of this. Let me get the rest of this. You don't need that one. Let me have the rest of this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
And that's
real powerful just when you think about it, the word share.
But that's why, again, the lessons for last month was the power of feeling, and then, you know what I'm saying, this month was the power of sharing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you don't want to share the negative feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You want to share the positive feelings. Because if you go around somebody and you mad about anything,
mm-hmm.
that energy rub off on them, then y'all find y'all selves arguing a quan.
Right.
Y'all find y'all selves, in, you know what I'm saying, battling. And y'all don't even know why y'all was battling.
You sure right.
And then y'all both mad at each other, grudging each other, until one day y'all wake up and finally have an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to converse and say, what was we mad about anyway? You know what I mean? Yeah. But that negative energy was shared. It was passed off.
Right.
So what we want to do is pass off positive energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Share some positivity. Even though the negativity is around. You know what I mean? It's kind of like in the Bread and Wine song, I said Judas was at the Last Supper, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Real talk, regardless how Judas was, I still don't let that, you know what I'm saying, affect who I am.
You still got to be who you got to be.
I'm going to share my bread and wine.
Right.
Hey, can we play that song one more time?
Yeah, man, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all going to take bread, people there.
Hey, bread and wine, call in 800-893-9562. I know it's callers out there. Don't be scared. Come through. Bless.
Yeah.
Yo. We back. We at SkidRowStudios.com. Go online to SkidRowStudios.com. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the show live broadcast. You right here, right now with Uncle Bean. Celebrate your life. Line number 800-893-9562. Right now, big up. This is family to me. Long time family to me.
Straight.
You know what I mean? Mr. Molly in the building.
Boom. You know what, Garrett? It's Mr. Molly, the Gallon Party. Straight up. What up? Where are everybody? What's up?
Yo. First and foremost, I would like to ask you, what do you think about the progress, you know what I'm saying, in life right now? What do you appreciate as far as all the travels and everything that you've been, you know what I'm saying, experiencing in life, all the travels that you appreciate the most?
I think growth, being able to, you know what I'm saying, understand growth and growing with time. You know what I'm saying? Not standing in a box and being the person you was 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Growing, you know what I mean? Evolving, showing people through example, you know what I'm saying, what it should be. And looking at other people as examples on what it should be. You know what I'm saying?
Are you celebrating life?
Every day. Life is a blessing. You see me? I say every day.
And you share it, right?
Don't know, you know what I'm saying?
And you share the love, too.
You have to show love to get love.
Hey, hold on. I think we got a caller. You know what I'm saying? We got a caller. Let's take this call.
All right.
Hello? You there, caller?
Yeah.
Caller, you on there?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Blessings. Welcome to Celebrate Life with Uncle Bean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Marley, special guest, greatest guest, family.
I think I recognize that voice. Who's on the air right now, live on the air? Who is that?
My name is Khalil.
No, Khalil Strick. Yeah, you know, tell him who you are, Khalil.
I'm your son.
blessings.
Yeah, no. You're on the air, baby. Big respect. I know. I'm right here working, pushing it forward for you and everybody else. Okay. You know what I mean?
I have a question.
Okay.
How long have you been doing music?
Ooh. Many moons. I mean, let me see. How long have I been doing music? Maybe about 28 years, 27 years, 27, 28 years.
A long time.
Longer than you've been around.
Who's your favorite reggae artist?
My favorite artist, period, is Bob Marley. You know what I mean? Inspirational-wise. You know, as far as, you know, just taking something from what you have, which is nothing, and making something out of nothing, you know, on all levels. My favorite artist, hands down, is Bob Marley.
Shara, hey, Cher.
Don't know.
Why is he so important to you?
I think examples, you know what I mean? Showing the example. He shows that, you know, no matter how successful that you become, you still know the person that you are, and you still stay in touch with the person that you are and the people that have been around you and showing positive love and growth through, you know what I mean? Growth. So that's why I like him, because, you know, even though he got more successful, he didn't act like I'm better than you. He just showed, like, you know, I'm you and we are growing. You know what I mean?
Mama stir up the pot.
Don't know it already. Khalil, you know, I love you. You're the man of the house right now. Hold me down.
Hey, you know what? What we gonna do? Hey, Khalil, stay on the phone. Stay on the line, and we're gonna go to a song, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to come back and we're going to chop it up with you a little bit more.
And get JJ, too. I want JJ to get out here. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Respect. I love you. All right, King?
All right. Just stay on the line. Go on to the next song. Big up Mr. Marley in the building.
Shit, I know it got ready. To the world.
Life is for me.
I know all the pretty ladies, they getting ready to go to the club. You know what I'm saying? All the thugs, they ready to go hustle and go to the club. You know what I'm saying? And regardless, all the kids, all the adults, everybody on planet Earth, I appreciate y'all celebrating life with us.
Yes,
again,
yes.
Mr. Marley in the house. Khalil, you still putting the line?
Yes.
Yeah?
Don't sound so excited, King.
Yeah. Come on, make some noise,
you know,
man.
Let them know you're on the radio, King. It's not every day you're on the radio, Pop. You know what I mean?
Feel free to be yourself. Enjoy yourself. Make some noise.
Where your brother at? Your brother close by? Get your brother.
Get here.
JJ, what's up? Respect. Big respect.
Yeah, man.
You on the radio, man. Say what's up, world. Say what's up. So why go on to the world, JJ?
But it's
Ricky
Spider and
the
waterfall.
Now
I'm getting
ringing
and watching
my
house. I got an artist.
Okay, the sun is.
Yeah. And the Ricky Spider. Yo, came out again. Yeah, it's like the sun. Done. The sun always come out again. The Ricky Spider always come out again.
Three.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate life. Appreciate the sun. Appreciate the water. Appreciate the fire.
All right. Say, what's up to the world, JJ? Say, what's up to the world? I love you, all right?
Bye.
All right.
Yeah, again, we have Mr. Molly in the studio. Yo. Hey, JJ, y'all can stay on the line. Y'all can stay on the line. It's all good. But what we going to do, we're going to go into another song.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You introduce the tune there and tell them what project is coming off of.
All right. The record is called Sexual Healing, and it goes out to the pretty ladies all over the world. You know what? Got ready. Every man need a woman. Every woman need a man. Compatible. It doesn't go out ready. Straight up. Sexual Healing. Skid Row Radio. Baby. It doesn't go out ready.
Yeah.
Stop, make the whole club pop. Baby, come and grind on me. And I'ma let you lick me like a blue pop. Bartender, no shots. Next, I'm going home with shit. For some sexual healing. For some sexual healing. When know them look good, up a laugh and a muggle and pose a place to make them know say you have what it takes and it took. Them a do all of them with your shape and your looks. Up in at the club, me say yeah, you a mash it up. Or you move your body, man, them did fit out. Bust the back a lap a tune and we a take more shots. So let go from this, so know me have to wet it up. Girl, I love it when you shake, shake, don't stop. Make the whole club pop, baby, come and grind on me. And I'ma let you lick me like a blue pop. Or tend the more shots, next I'm going home with shit. Touch your healing. Say something, you know when it's on. With a little bump and grind, I don't see nothing wrong. See, I'm trying to take you home after the last song. But I'ma tell you right now, this ain't gonna last long. You've been born. She licked me like my name was Charms. Like a Wu-Tang killer, me, I'm about to swarm. Catch my drift, get the message, don't be catching no feelings. Just another episode for some sexual healing. When you shake, shake, don't stop. Make the whole club pop. Baby, come and grind on me. And I'ma let you lick me like a blue pop. Or 10 demo shots. Next, I'm going home with shit. For some sexual healing. All of the gals and we know them look good. Up a laugh and a muggle and pose a place to make them know say you have what it takes and it took. You might do all of them with your shape and your looks. Up in at the club, me say yeah, you a mash it up. Or you move your body, man, them did fit out. Bust the back of the patrol and we a take more shots. So let go from this, so know me have to wake it up. Ain't nothing, say something, you know when it's on.
Hold up. Hold up. Hey, listeners, I can't believe, I'm saying, this person sitting next to me, I'm saying, talking about he mad at life. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You mad at life? Why are you mad at life? Oh, things messed up. Things messed up. Man. All that energy you putting towards being depressed, you should be putting towards being happy. You know what I'm saying? And then you want to share your negative energy with me, and I'm over here celebrating life. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's between 8 and 9 o'clock. SkidRowStudios.com. 800-893-9562. Call. You know what I'm saying? It's celebrate life. And you want to come over here and share your negative feelings?
Don't embrace it. Don't embrace it.
Nah, I'm sharing positive feelings.
All the time.
Positive vibes.
Yeah, man, you don't know.
Yo, kids, y'all still on the phone?
Yeah.
Y'all better be celebrating life and appreciate life. Appreciate the people that's in your life. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? I'm telling you. On the real. Love daddy. Love mama. Love daddy. You see me? Real mm-hmm. talk. We celebrate life. You know what? I got a song. It's number 10 on my new album. You know what I'm saying? It's called So Close and So Far. You know what I mean? Oh, so close, so far. You're so close to me, but so far away. And there's situations and times to be like that. But, you know what I'm saying? To my kids, Zozo, you know what I'm saying? Brian, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? And Simone, don't be mad at me. Big up yourself, and I appreciate everything you do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that I love, mama, daddy, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, aunties,
fans.
You know what I'm saying? Cousins, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? Big up the fans, big up the whole Skid Row community. Yeah, oh, so close, dear. So far.
Y'all my dick. Y'all feel like y'all. Peace and love's gone, but it's still here. You lost something, you let it go, and you're next to that. We love you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Hear what we say.
Family, all my friends, you know what I'm saying? We all family. Right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all so close, so far. While we here in the studio, and we doing this show, we, you know what I'm saying? We away, but we still there. Y'all in our hearts, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mr. Marley in the building, y'all.
Shut up. I'm here, people. I'm here. I'm right live in the flesh. I'm here.
Yo, what I want to ask you, could you tell the people what to expect from your project and your future projects?
I would say to expect the unexpected, which is just positive blessings evolved around what's going on at that moment. You know what I mean? The thing not still the same, the thing change. You know what I'm saying? So expect positive energy growing with time.
You got any shows or anything coming up?
Yeah, we got one for the celebration for murdered children, actually on the 11th in San Pedro. So go check that out. Or check out facebook.com/Mr. Marley, reverb.nation.com/Mr. Marley. Check out all the up-to-date shows and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? We're going to go into another tune by Mr. Marley, my brethren, my family. Y'all run it right now.
And
we'll be back. We'll be back in a minute.
We're coming. Keep the word.
I switch up my style at the close of my classic. Can't stop me now, I'm getting mine regardless. Spitting up in them lyrics, deep on my conscience. Flowing unbelievable, never spitting nonsense. I be at the bank, I be making deposits. From the bottom to the top, I did it was obvious. Right now, I'm back, headed for the top of the heap. Before you see the rap, still sleep. Don't know what time it is, but I'm on a funky beat. Handling my biz, no surrender, no retreat to each his own. Y'all clone, I originate. If I don't accomplish anything, I take pump and breaks. Moving too fast. How long you think the bullshit gon' last? 20-something inch rims, a trunk full of pins. My windows got 10, I see you can't see me. Watching out for Johnny Law, riding dirty, never clean. You know the routine.
Birds of the way we roll, off the flex we know when we get dough. On our road with birds of the way we roll, off the flex we know when we get dough. On our road with
it's Molly, got them party. If I be have a good time to rock to plant fresh vegetable, now the gal them got it. Take good to the way something I've been planting. Full up a style, so to say, your auntie. The money gal is like a big eye, most wanting. And they wish me out the hat, gal them granted. Married up on the nearly departed. Me now, stop, get them what they want. Everybody, I feel it, they got a ride. My chin, jump, they stop like I want. Coming like a weed and every lyrics I drop. Me and the gal them party. Feel it, gal feel like it. Get them good love nearly.
20-something inch rims, a trunk full of beer. My windows got 10, I see yo. Somebody answered the call. You know what I'm saying? We have a call on the line. You know what I mean? 800-893-9562. You know what I'm saying? SkidRowStudios.com. Caller, you on the air?
Yes, sir. What's going on, y'all?
Bless. Taking it easy. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to live a little bit. That's all, man. And shout out to my boy, Mr. Marley, man.
Yeah, man.
Been enjoying the show so far?
Oh, man, yeah. I'm enjoying myself, man. You know, I stay tuned in to SkidRowStudios.com, you know?
Well, that's
and
what's up.
Better now. My boy on there.
Yeah, for real. Big up Ching King Chak the First. That's my fam right
what
there. You know what I'm saying? My right hand, man. What up, King? We here. Represent for it.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Extra out entertainment to the death of us. You know what I mean?
You don't know already. Straight up XO or nothing.
And we better celebrate life every day. Celebrate life every day. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, man.
And share it. Share it. I appreciate everybody I can share it with. Mr. Marley, we'll share this, you know?
Man.
Yeah. You got any questions for Mr. Marley? You got any questions for me? You got anything you want to tell the people out there?
I want to ask Mr. Marley, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Since he's been doing this thing, who's been a big inspiration in his life? And, you know, how did he even get started with mixing the reggae and the hip-hop?
I mean, I grew up with the reggae, you know what I'm saying? Grew up, you know what I mean, family being Jamaican, so that was the first influence. And then, you know, growing up in L.A., you know, hip-hop was right there for me. And, you know, just being a product of both, just kind of, you know, melted. But as you grow, you know, you get more in touch with yourself as a being and as a man. And, you know, you just learn who you are and what you know. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Man, that's yourself. That's yourself.
For real.
And one more thing before I go, man. You know, I appreciate y'all getting down, man. I love what y'all are doing. I mean, is it possible y'all could rock that Xiaomi for me, though?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
that's a banger, man. The world needs to hear that.
Let's get that on Skid Row. You know, they just got the email, Xiaomi. They were requesting the Xiaomi. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Tell them what it is, though, King Chalk. Let them know what it is, man.
Yeah, you introduced
it. Yeah, we're trying to take over the world, man. It's about that time. That's what I took in the entertainment, like I said, to the death of us, man. Mr. Marley, King Chalk the first. We get it. We getting it, man. It's period, play black. We out here. We getting it. Xiaomi.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
we got the tune, big tune, Bobby Bridger, Bobby Family, no, Mr. Marley.
The girl them party.
Xiaomi. Yeah.
Yeah. Big respect to the world, you know what I'm saying? Give thanks and praise to Skid Row Records, Uncle Bean Family for years.
Celebrate
fears.
Life.
Xiaomi featuring King Chalk the First, representing.
She know it. That sad was poking on the pole. Performing.
Get it. Baby got cakes, I'll bake in a minute. Met her in the club, I was already in it. Push to the limit, don't stop till I get it. Gotta raise up out the guts when I'm finished. Don't move so fast. How in the hell do you think this will last? Call me a dog, break hearts like glass. Girl, you know I'm only in love with the money, baby girl ain't nothing funny. What you take me for, dummy? Hurt your head good, running. I get gone, baby can't leave me alone. I ain't with the bullshit, I'm grown. Handle my business and I'm on.
For certain reasons, tell me that these other loops don't please her. So when I come through with the weed, I move. Cause the things I do, how I tease her. She say I got big hits everywhere, and truthfully she don't care. Cause when it comes down to her, these other don't compare. I like any size titty, big old as ass. Love a good girl, but prefer her ratchet. In the club, I've seen two girls of mine, and I'm paranoid like Ty Dolla Sign. Hey, little mama, you the jazziest, and when you walk past, you the assiest. She like Chalk, I ain't even trying to trouble you, but can I get to the back of the BMW? I'm like, yeah. Sure, and if that good, I'll take you out on tour. No, I ain't lying. No, girl, I'm playing off. Now give my number to your homegirl that you stay with. Cause she on me.
Yeah, she on me.
Yo, celebrate life, baby.
Yeah.
Yo, we're back again. Hey, don't forget, you know what I'm saying, log on to SkidRowStudios.com. Listen to the show every Friday, you know what I'm saying, between 8 and 9 o'clock. Mr. Marley definitely going to be back up
yes,
in the place,
sir.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be listening to some of his new music. He definitely going to be promoting this album. See, we're going to definitely let y'all know where y'all can come see him perform, see me perform, all that good stuff. But, you know what I'm saying? We got to close out. Before we close out, you got any words for the people real
Big
quick?
Big respect to the Most High King Selassie at first. You know what I'm saying? Live God, live for God, live first, live happy, live love. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Bean, Skid Row Records. You know what I'm saying? Skid Row Studios. Mr. Marley, the gallim part is shit up to the world.
Bobby Buck, real quick. Let them know what it is.
Yo, check me out on BobbyBuck.com. You also check me out on every Friday, 7 p.m. on SkidRowStudios.com.
Right before me, love and respect. Bless, celebrate your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.